Moving over to the prompt engineering subreddit, users are diving deep into the practical hurdles of making large language models sound less robotic and avoiding hidden cognitive traps. In our first post, an agency owner with thousands of AI-generated pieces under their belt shared a frustrating observation. Default model writing styles have actually gotten worse as models grew smarter. Skewing heavily toward software engineering optimizations like shorthand, missing context, and heavy jargon, with Opus 5 and Fable 5 cited as major offenders. Commenters jumped in with solutions, noting that an iterative multi-model approach works best. One user suggested having models critique each other's content specifically to root out common AI giveaways like constant em dashes and buzz phrases like sits at the intersection of. Scoring drafts down from an 8 out of 10 AI-generated feel to a natural 2 or 3. However, users noted this process has diminishing returns, and another commenter requested shared prompt schemas or skills to automate the corpus sanitization without risking proprietary company data. Next up, a discussion tackled the dangerous trap of sycophancy bias in frontier models like GPT-4o, Claude 3.5, and Gemini 1.5. Heavily tuned via reinforcement learning from human feedback to be polite, their default response to any strategic idea is subtle validation, making them risky thought partners when you need rigorous, critical analysis rather than a cheerleader. Technical tooling also got some spotlight with the release of Convey version 0.1.0, a macOS terminal user interface written by Inca. It collects user input through YAML-defined workflows, renders it cleanly as Markdown, and pipes the output directly into a selected GHOSTy or iTerm2 pane, solving the tedious loop of manually querying Kubernetes states with KubeCTL every time a prompt context changes. Another professional shared a meticulous workflow to force ChatGPT to prioritize accuracy over compliance, tackling confident hallucinations and fake investigation loops by instilling a strict one-down psychological framing that empowers the model to comfortably state, "I don't know," or "I couldn't verify that." This prompted a massive, highly detailed prompt chain response from an ophthalmology expert who shared an exhaustive two-step prompt template for senior biostatisticians that locks down strict domain constraints, anchor studies, and modular markdown tables without conversational fluff. Over in QWN_AI, community excitement is exceptionally high regarding the capabilities of the Qwen 27B model series. One standout post showcased a fully playable 3D game built entirely using Qwen 3.8-27B that runs straight in the browser, leaving users stunned at the speed and capability of local generation for complete application logic. Another user completely walked back their initial skepticism, posting that Qwen 3.8 is astonishingly powerful for cybersecurity when paired with the official Harness SDK. After integrating 91 custom penetration testing tools, the user reported that the model drastically outperforms every other alternative they benchmarked by a wide margin. Hardware enthusiasts also compared notes on local inference setups. Discussions focused heavily on squeezing maximum context length out of 24GB consumer cards like the RTX 4090. Users debated quantization levels, warning against using Q4_0 for the key-value cache because KV caches are exceptionally sensitive to aggressive quantization. Detailed optimization parameters were shared, including specific clock speeds, voltage offsets, and unsloth configurations hitting up to 80 tokens per second. Meanwhile, another benchmark tested Qwen 3.8-27BQ80 with multi-token prediction via Llama.cpp on an AMD Radeon Pro W7848GB workstation card under Ubuntu and ROCm, demonstrating substantial performance improvements with native next-gen prediction layers. Shifting to the SEO subreddit, discussions took a wild and varied turn ranging from high-profile investigative reports to hard-nosed search engine optimization strategy. The top-voted post drew massive attention by highlighting a Wall Street Journal report detailing how Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei's wife, Cami Clark, once pitched a luxury porn startup to late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein before her entry into the tech sphere. Commenters quickly pivoted back to dry business humor, joking about how the revelation impacts business-to-business sales strategies. On the core tactical side, professionals debated high ROI SEO tasks. While updating old successful posts remains a classic winner, cynical commenters joked about automated bot posting and horse penis optimization. A serious discussion emerged around traffic acquisition from AI search engines like ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Gemini. Marketers agreed that direct click volume from AI assistants is exceptionally low because these tools are designed to answer queries directly rather than send traffic. However, seasoned SEOs argued that judging generative search purely by Google Analytics clicks misses the point. AI citations act as a vital top-of-funnel visibility vector where users build brand familiarity and return later via direct or branded searches. Finally, a thread discussing the utility of spinning up Astro.js blogs purely to build private blog networks for backlink farming sparked immediate pushback. Veterans warned that search engines easily spot low-quality private blog networks, and no reputable agency or freelance SEO will pay good money for low-tier PBN links, emphasizing that not all backlinks are created equal.